Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. A look at fashion, entertainment, news, and life experience. Now, here's your host, Terrence Rogers.
Thank you, and thank you so much. And you're now tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids. Okay, so last week we discussed Hollywood actors, I mean, the difficulties of being a star. Then we talked about electronics and the ones we should use or boot. And, I mean, I was having a jolly good time with the manager of the Subway franchise on here, Eli Tacho. And, you know, we just had a great time. He brought in a whole bunch of Subway sandwiches and all sorts of stuff, but I can't leave you guys hanging like that. Without further ado, right now, as I speak, I am sitting next to Maddie Rose from the Fame Game Show on the Voice America Kids. What's going on, Maddie?
Hi, Terrence. It's nice to have me on your show. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. It's awesome. Thanks. I mean, I know you're like super booked and you with things to do. So.
Oh, thanks. It's no problem.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, definitely. Well, I guess first let's start off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, such as your hobbies, things you're passionate about, pet peeves, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'm in seventh grade right now. I am a student, of course, so I go through student difficulties, you know. I mean, I'm a straight-A student right now, so I'm doing pretty well. I have projects. I have homework just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm the president of the National Junior Honor Society. I'm involved with a couple things in school, like Lee Cub, student council. I love to sing. I love to dance. Anything with performing arts. Right now, I'm working with Get Image Ready. I'm a model, an event ambassador for them.
My goodness.
And, of course, I am here on the Voice America Kids Network.
Yes.
And I have my own show called The Fame Game. So you could tune in there and listen to the great stuff I have. But, yeah, that's basically everything about me.
Really? Now, I guess because you do so much stuff, I'm a B student. So, yeah. How are you able to maintain straight A's and still do all these things you're doing at the same time? Like, it's not impossible, obviously,
yeah.
But what motivates you to still maintain straight A's? Because I know you're really busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the key thing with balancing everything is balance. And, I mean, you have to admit, school comes first. Your grades come first.
They do.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
But what personally motivates me is that all the stuff that I'm doing, it just motivates me more because, I mean, I love to do it,
mm-hmm.
which means I have to do good in school if I ever want to, you know, go further and pursue a career in it. That's my own personal motivation.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's how I look at things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's awesome. And
I mean,
you're talking about having your own show on the Voice America Kids. How does it feel to be able to have your own radio show? And did you ever think you'd have your own radio show?
You know, I've always hoped I would have something like my own show. I mean, I never imagined it at first, but when I got the opportunity, I snapped it up really quick because I was like, this is all that I've ever wanted to do. And I mean, I want to be involved with the media. I want to pursue a career, like I said, in the arts and media and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely an opportunity that would help me in the future, as well as now. And you know, it's just one of the things I love to do. So
awesome. That is so cool. You know,
I was
listening to your show and I love it. So
thanks.
For those that haven't heard The Fame Game with Maddie Rose, you should definitely tune in and listen to the show. Now, when does the show air? When does it come on every week?
Comes on every Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Okay, so remember, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. write that on your calendar so you guys can tune into The Fame Game. All right, so here's a little question. So this is like kind of irrelevant, but hey, it's a Terrence Rogers show.
Hey, it's all right with
yeah.
me, so I'm all good for anything. So
if you had two wishes and that's all, what would those two wishes be?
If I had two wishes and it could be anything at all, then
that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a definitely a tough one. That's only two wishes.
I know.
But you know what? I would make do with those two wishes. But right. I would definitely say that I want my career to be prosperous. Mm-hmm. I want my career to come alive. And my second wish is to, you know, have a healthy life and family, mm-hmm. as well as that, because I mean family is our support.
Absolutely.
It's our support system and everything. So I mean, yeah, my first wish would definitely be to make sure my family is healthy, you know, prosperous, uh-huh. everything, all right. of the above, good for them right. and me. And then second of all, to make my career prosperous and, you know, make it really come alive and anything like that, because like I said, I'm trying to pursue a career in like that mm-hmm. early, so awesome. I can yeah. really make it then exactly. So you know, trying my best to work at that, so you know.
Definitely. Well, sounds good. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network on the Terrence Rogers Show. I'm Terrence Rogers, and you were talking about, you know, you want your career to be really prosperous. A lot of people do, but mm-hmm. there's a quote that says, do you know what fame is? If you did, you wouldn't want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that quote?
You know, I feel that in different ways, you know,
because, you know, we can look at, you know, different stars that get chased down by paparazzi mm-hmm. and, you know, it can be tough.
Definitely. I do think that there's a sense of fame where, I mean, even if I was really up there mm-hmm. with all the celebrities and stuff, I'm not going to let it go above my head.
Right.
And, you know,
so, I mean, how would you feel? I mean, but whether it goes above your head or not, like, how would you feel if you were to go out to eat at the Red Lobsters and, you know, you're just having a peaceful dinner with whoever you're sitting next to, and you have people coming up to you constantly, like throughout the whole dinner. Hey, oh, that's Maddie Rose. Hey, just, I'm just asking out of curiosity.
Yeah,
like, how would you handle that? You know, because it can get stressful.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you were a celebrity and people going up to you, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you're going to have to deal with it.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I mean, it is real. It's uh-huh, reality uh-huh. and stuff. And people will do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, there is a certain level where I would need my privacy and I would need my space. But at the same time, I would be welcoming to my fans because I know that with all their support, I wouldn't be where I would be.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, you got to have that balance of privacy, your own personal space
exactly.
and, you know, your own love for your fans.
Exactly.
So it's definitely all balanced and whatnot.
Definitely. What did again? I've probably asked this question. I don't like to beat a dead horse, but what inspires and motivates you to do the things that you do?
Yeah, it's basically just my love for it. I wouldn't say love, but my passion to do it.
Okay.
I mean, ever since I was little, I just love to do everything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I see people on TV, and it's not that I want to absolutely exactly be like them,
right?
But I want to follow in their footsteps, and I want to make it there.
Right.
And
definitely.
I mean. And for all what I'm doing, I want to help other people as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just love to do this.
And how do you feel
yeah.
you help or inspire other people?
You know, just by doing the things I do, I hope people will look up to me
okay.
and follow in my footsteps. Because, I mean, if they have a dream, there's no sense in throwing it away.
Exactly.
Because
they say a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Yeah. So if you have a dream, of course, go for it.
Yeah.
Like right now, I can't believe I have my own radio show. Like, that's just amazing. And what I'm doing right
now. Join the club.
Yeah. And what I'm doing right now is just amazing, especially for my age, I have to admit.
Yeah.
But that's not impossible for other kids my age or even younger. I mean, you could start at any age.
I mean, look at kids on Nickelodeon. It's not impossible.
They're young.
Exactly.
And they started young.
Exactly.
And and look at where they are now. I mean, you have to admit, some celebrities don't make the best choices, but
yeah.
then again, you can make the right choices.
Exactly.
And it just all follows in, and I definitely think everybody should have a chance to achieve what they want to achieve.
Absolutely. You're so mature.
Oh, thank you.
You are. Do you find it difficult to come up with an hour of informational topics every week?
You know, that's like, that really stunned me when I first found out that I got into Voice America Kids. I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going
yeah.
to make an hour of stuff?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then it
yeah.
kind of came freely to me after
okay.
a while of doing that, and
mm-hmm.
it kind of came naturally now
mm-hmm.
where I like my show, I love to focus and have a new guest every week. So on the Fame Game, I'll have a new guest every week because I like to keep it fresh like that.
Uh-oh, fresh like that. That's cool because it can be difficult, you know, getting a guest every week just by the scheduling or such
mm-hmm.
and such couldn't show up and all that other
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So. And I mean, it is a job to you know, line all the interviews up and such, definitely. And make up the scripts. But then again, I love to do it, so it's not a burden to me. It's more like one of those hobbies where it's like, okay, I'm gonna go on air tomorrow, you know, whatnot. So it's cool.
And that's how it should be, because you want to have fun with this. It shouldn't. You shouldn't be on air feeling miserable, and that's just to anyone that does radio. You shouldn't be feeling miserable if you're on air.
You gotta love what you do.
Exactly, or maybe possibly find something else that you know that brings you peace. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's play a little trivia, because this is probably the first time I've done this on my show.
Okay, but that's cool.
Let's play a little trivia. I don't want you looking at the question, so I'll just turn to the side a little bit.
Okay.
Try to pick some easy ones. Who was the first American astronaut to perform a spacewalk on the moon?
Oh goodness. You know, I know there's school and stuff, but I can't remember names
hold on,
like
hold on,
this.
Here we go. I'll give you three choices.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong, A. Dr. Bernard Harris Jr. for B. And for C would be Edward White. So out of those three names, who was the first astronaut to perform a spacewalk on the moon?
Was it Neil Armstrong?
You are absolutely correct.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got it right. I knew you were a know-it-all. All right.
Maybe not for the rest of the questions. Let's just see.
We'll see. Let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Who currently has the most on-the-go restaurants worldwide? I'll give you a choice. McDonald's, A, Subway, B, or C, Taco Bell.
I think I'm going to have to go with McDonald's, because they have a history. They're pretty, I would say, they have a lot of, you know, customers and stuff.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that is.
You are absolutely incorrect.
Oh, my goodness.
It is actually Subway.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I mean, they have a McDonald's in, like, Africa.
I know. They have everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Jeez, it's like, what, 1,000 to a state? My goodness.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Yeah, well, actually, as of March, sometime in March 2011, Subway now has over 33,000 restaurants
worldwide.
Wow,
that's awesome.
So, yeah. I mean, what do you like more, Subway or McDonald's?
You know, I definitely think that there has to be a balance there. I mean, I love Subway because it's a healthier choice.
Right.
And they do have good subs there.
I totally
agree.
You
got to admit that.
Absolutely.
But then at the same time, sometimes you're in the mood for McDonald's. You got to splurge a little bit.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think they're both great. But, you know, you got to have a balance. Don't eat too much of whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
It's never good to eat too much of anything. Yeah. What they say. So we need to watch what we eat, and they say that you are what you eat. So
yep, definitely.
If you're eating chicken nuggets all the time, you are a chicken nugget. I'm just joking. I am just kidding. Let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers on the Voice America Kids Network. We'll be right back.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes, because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
We're back. We are back to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. Sorry, I got stumped up a little bit there, but that's okay. We all make mistakes. Okay, so I'm here with Maddie Rose from the Fame Game. And before we left off, we were just discussing some trivia. And, you know,
yes,
she had some good answers and, you know.
Incorrect answers.
Yeah, but hey, you know, it's nothing beats a fail but an attempt. So
definitely.
We definitely want to keep on going. So next question, next trivia question. Let's see if you can get this one right.
Okay.
It'd be kind of tough, but hey.
Okay. Worth a shot.
When were the first cell phones invented? Very first cell phones invented. I'll give you a choice. A, 2002. B, 1994. Or C, 1973.
I think about this logically, 2002 would obviously be a little too late in the game. And then, I think I'm just going to go with 1973, because it seems like a logical answer.
Really? Were you alive back then?
I don't know. I was not alive. I know that for sure. But, you know, I know that that's my answer. That's a logical answer.
Well, according to Wikipedia, that is the correct answer.
Yes, logical. So
that's
awesome. So
that's when the very first ones were invented.
Awesome.
And they're nothing like the iPhone 3.6 or whatever the term is for the new iPhones. They're nothing like those. They're
nothing like that, but at least they were invented.
Yeah. You have to start somewhere.
Thank goodness for that.
All right. So next question. What martial artist warbles the theme Walker the Texas Ranger? And I'll give you some choices.
Okay.
A, Wesley Snipes. B, Chuck Norris. Or C, David Letterman.
You know, I'm not all into that stuff. I have to admit, like, all into that. I've heard of it before. I'm just going to have to go with Chuck Norris, just on a limb.
You know what? I used to watch Walker the Texas Ranger, and Chuck Norris is the correct answer.
Really?
I used to watch it with my grandmother.
That's awesome.
She used to like watching it too. So
wow, that's awesome.
He'd do some cool stunts in there, cool kicks and flips and all sorts of stuff like that.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
It's
an old show. All right. So here's a kind of a political question.
Okay.
What was the 50th state to become a part of the United States of America?
Oh, geez.
I'll give you some choices. A, Hawaii. B, Arizona. Or C, New Mexico.
You know, again, with the whole question thing, I'm going to have to say Hawaii.
Hawaii, is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're correct. It is Hawaii.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Yes.
Oh, that's
See, you're
awesome.
Good. I knew
okay.
You're getting these. You're
you
getting
know,
these.
The funny thing with that is that in school, I just finished learning about Hawaii.
Really?
So maybe that was it.
It
maybe
just
that's
popped
just
up
what
in your
triggered
mind.
It. But, you know, that's pretty cool, though.
Yes, definitely. Here's one more political question,
okay.
And this will be the end of our trivia.
Okay.
Who became the first U.S. president to resign from office?
Oh, geez.
A, Richard Nixon. B, George Bush. Or C, Jimmy Carter.
I'm going to have to go with Richard Nixon.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're correct. It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, wow.
Yeah, you're just getting these. I caught you in a good day, huh?
Good day.
Jeez,
to remember things.
Because usually, you know, when trivia, people get asked trivia questions, it's like they know them. It's somewhere in the back of their mind, but they just can't, you know, spit it out.
That's surprising, though, because, again, with the whole... You know, it's like social studies in my class where we go through all these things. We just got done with presidents and whatnot. I'm like, okay, well, these are some things that are popping up. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, definitely. So it's always good to know.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so We all know you have your own show, The Fame Game.
Yes.
And, you know, where you talk a lot about Hollywood stories, life stories, and you bring on a lot of guests.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So I want to ask, who was one of your favorite celebrities and why?
One of my favorite celebrities? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have to say I do love celebrities, but I also like everyday people.
Right.
But talking about celebrities, I would have to probably...
I know, that's a thinker. You got to think about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to say Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
But I have my reasons, because
she might not
be the greatest influence, some people say, but I love how she became who she is, because, you know, I talked about her on my show, and she tried to put herself out there, because her original name is Katie Hudson, and she tried putting her name out there as herself, not Katy Perry. She tried twice. She was turned down, but she didn't stop. And she didn't give up. So she got back up. She tried everything that she could. So 2 years later, she put herself out as Katy Perry.
Wow. So you've been doing some research in her, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your favorite celebrity, you know?
I mean, yeah, but I just love her story. I mean, you know, sometimes some of the stars these days, mm-hmm. what are you going to do about them?
Exactly.
But I mean, I really love her for her story.
Definitely.
And, you know, how I say genuinely humble she is. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Terrence Rogers Show. Terrence Rogers here with Maddie Rose. Yeah, well, that's great. Katy Perry's one of your favorite celebrities. What's one of your favorite songs by her?
I love...
Don't say Fireworks.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's not one of my favorite songs of her. I mean, I like it, but it's not my most favorite. I would either have to say California...
I knew you were going to say that Girls. Song. I
have to say California Girls, because I am a California girl.
Oh, you are.
I was
okay.
born in California.
That makes sense.
So
that
I love that song. But I have to do say I love her new song, E.T.
Okay, I haven't heard that one.
I love it. I like the beat. It's nice, but other than that, California Girls would have to be one of them, so.
Cool. You think she makes music to dance to or just to listen to?
You know, I think she does it for both, actually.
Okay, gotcha.
But as well as to inspire, especially that Fireworks song.
Yeah.
I mean, she did it for a reason, so.
Inspirational song, I definitely agree. What's some friendly advice you can offer to your peers when it comes to maybe getting involved in things that they have a passion for in extracurricular activities?
Definitely make sure you can maintain it. I mean, I think it's absolutely great that you're getting out there and doing what you love to do.
I mean, you know, like for some kids that, you know, just stay home every weekend and not mm-hmm. really do anything, but they have potential, but they're just, you know, going to parties every weekend or not really doing anything. So what advice can you offer to those?
I definitely say that you should get out and mm-hmm. go and go for it, because there's no use sitting around seeming or telling yourself that you're worthless when you have all this great potential, but all you need to do is showcase it.
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the main problems sometimes is people doubt themselves.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that they should go out there and, you know, fulfill their passion, satisfy it, and, you know, try to get known or just do what they love to do so it can make them happy.
Definitely. I totally agree. And I try to, you know, inspire my friends to do things that, you know, are constructive but also mm-hmm. fun. Have clean fun.
Definitely.
Go out, you know, doing crazy stuff, graffitiing.
That's not good.
Because that's not positive. It
yes.
won't get you very far.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's change it up a little bit. What are some of the snacks that you crave that you're bonkers about? And elaborate on it. For example, I love cheesecake and vanilla cake with frosting and the mm-hmm. polka dots in the middle. I know that's so kiddish, but hey, you know, you're never too... Candy or snacks don't, you know, have a gender or age limit. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, definitely.
I'll eat a Nemo lollipop, you know?
Yeah. I'm just like, I want the candy. I don't care what shape
exactly.
it is.
I don't care what the cartoon says. Yeah, so what are some of your favorite snacks that you're crazy about?
A couple things is I like chips.
Okay.
So
what kind?
Or crackers and stuff. So I would have to say I love salt and vinegar chips.
Ooh, my mom does too.
I love salt and vinegar chips. They're real great. Because I don't know. I really like them. But then if we're talking about candy, love sour candy.
Really?
I love sour candy.
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes it hurts my mouth, but it's really good. Like, I love sour punch straws.
Those are good.
I love
those. Those are one of the sour candies I don't mind eating
yeah.
and that I don't regret
yeah.
after putting in my mouth.
Yeah. But and then another one is Red Vines.
Oh my gosh, Red Vines. I got it. High five. Red Vines. You know, especially when I'm at the movie theaters, they sell them. I think they're $350 at the movie, which is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Definitely.
It's highway robbery. I'll go to Walgreens and pay a dollar and bring them in with me and not have to worry about it. You know, at least I won't leave broke.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. What are your plans after you graduate from high school?
I definitely want to go to college.
Okay.
Because I definitely think getting more education in the career that you want to pursue
is essential.
Well, is essential. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely essential for you to, you know, go even more head on into your career. I mean, there are people who are successful without going to college, but I definitely think that it'll help you more in the long run.
Definitely, definitely. I totally agree. Do you like going to school? I mean, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I like going to school. I love seeing my friends and I like learning new things. And, you know, I mean, it's helping me out. So,
yeah, school does educate you. You know, there's times where I dread getting up in the morning.
Me too. I'm just like, oh, I really don't want to go to school today. You know, yeah, I have my days. But then again, I mean, all in all, school's good.
You know, like, yeah, it is good. What's one of your favorite teachers and why?
One of my favorite teachers, well, as in a subject?
Yeah, just one of your favorite teachers you feel has inspired you and you've learned a lot from in your school.
I definitely have to say either my art teacher.
And what's her name?
Miss Hardy.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, I'm not the best drawer. I have to
admit
that.
Join the club because
I'm not the best drawer.
Drawing is a talent.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, she definitely has, you know, showed me creativity with the art that I create, even if it isn't the best. I mean, I did pretty good art, but it's still pretty good, though. As well as another one of my favorite teachers would have to be my social studies teacher and my math teacher.
Okay.
Also.
And what are their names?
Mr. Hychin and Miss Estes.
Okay.
Because
I'm sure they'll appreciate hearing that.
Yeah. Because they definitely do help me out and stuff. I mean, all my teachers are great, but I definitely think those are just a couple of the ones that stick out. But I have a lot of great teachers, and I all thank them for all that they do for me.
Yeah, teachers are excellent. My aunt is a teacher in the Alhambra School District, and she had won the Rodell Award.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, I just feel that teachers help shape and mold us
into
becoming what we need to become, the good ones.
Another and support system. Are.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's kids that don't have that kind of support at home. So at least when they go to school, they
have someone
something
to turn to.
Exactly, and something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
So, definitely. What's a typical weekend for you?
A typical weekend for me would have to be coming down to the studio and doing a show, meeting a new person,
getting
to meet them, seeing Perry. It's cool. So, yeah, so that's awesome. Sometimes I go to charity events occasionally.
Okay.
I'm kind of partnered up with the Los Angeles Foundation of Hope.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, so I'm very proud to assist them. And sometimes I have photo shoots and sometimes I go to different things. But usually it's just typical, like an average person doing homework, schoolwork, and just hanging out, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. What inspires you to get into modeling and I guess to make a long story short, and do you listen to the Runway Models with Casey Frazier? Because I know she has a show.
Yes,
on Voice
I
America
do.
Too.
I actually introduced her to Voice America Kids.
Really?
She was one of my close friends.
How cool.
Because I met her at one of the events.
Gotcha. Okay.
That I attend in one of the photo shoots. So we became good friends. And I mean, I keep in contact with her, and she is a great role model.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things that inspired me to do modeling and thing to answer your question is that, again, it's just something I love to do. And with all the influences and all the connections that I have, it inspired me more to, you know, get out there and, you know, have some confidence and show what you love.
Definitely.
So.
Sounds good. And what do you feel about the Hannah Montana family? Did you hear about Miley Cyrus and she feels it hurt or her father feels that? Allegedly, her father feels that she destroyed his family with the fame. And what do you think about that situation? That's kind of horrible.
Yeah, I definitely think that is horrible because supposedly family is supposed to stand by you in the rough times and the hard times. But I definitely think that they should really stick together.
I think so, too.
Talk about it.
Turning against each other will do nothing but make the situation worse, I think. And
yeah, they need to talk about it.
You know, we all go through issues. And the best thing we can do is pray for the people that that we need to, and definitely. But thank you so much, Maddie, for joining me. It's been great, great having you. Tune into the Fame Game every Wednesday, and tune into the Terrence Rogers Show every Monday. But let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. We'll be back on the Voice America Kids Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're tuned in to The Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to The Terrence Rogers Show and Voice America Kids. You know what? I was just here with Maddie Rose, and she was excellent. She was so good. She had so much to talk about. You know, you really learn a lot from a person like her, just sitting next to them and just listening to what they have to say. She was really excellent. So, again, Maddie Rose, if you're listening, it was an honor having you on my show. And if you guys have any questions or anything, topics you want me to talk about, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com and mention my name, Terrence Rogers Show. All right. Well, before we left off last week, we were discussing some of the electronics that we should use or lose. And, you know, I'm going to talk more about it because we didn't get to cover all of them last week. So here are some of the electronics that we should use or lose. And I'm going to read the article that I found online, and I'll tell you what I think, give my opinion. So let's start off with a point-and-shot camera. Now, I remember I talked about this last week. You know the camera, you go to Walgreens, you go to Walmart, and, you know, it's one of those throwaway cameras with 26 film in it. And you don't plan on having it for a long term. You're going to go on a trip to San Diego Beach and it has bad quality. That's something you should lose because it's a waste of money. Like, those things are about $10 per camera and it's expensive and it's a waste of money. And plus, to get them developed, that's just like another charge on top of that. So the point and shot cameras, lose those, because bring a smartphone, an iPhone. Bring something else because we don't need point shots anymore. So I'm surprised that they still sell them, to be honest with you, because they're expensive. All right, so a thumb drive. According to the article, it says to lose a thumb drive. And the article says file sharing does not require hardware anymore. In almost any case you can think of, you can move files around digitally and through the internet or send an email to someone else, you know, things like that. That's what the article says. I disagree. I think that a thumb drive is essential to have, especially if you're doing business or you're going, you travel a lot and you use your laptop, take your laptop with you, you do a lot of paperwork. You should have a thumb drive. They say a thumb drive is just something that, you know, something just to misplace or to break or to use, I mean, to lose. But that could be the case with anything when you think about it. That can be the case with your phone. Oh, that's just something to misplace, something to... No, we need thumb drives if you're doing business, and just it's just good to have. I have a thumb drive. It broke, but I bought another one. What, $5? That's not a big deal. Digital music player, and I guess that basically means MP3 player, iPod, or even a CD player, but I don't really know who uses CD players anymore. I can't think of anybody. But anyways... Well, yeah, maybe there's one person in the room that does use CD players, but lose them. Lose the CD players and lose the iPods, according to the article. I disagree. I do agree on the part of losing the CD players because, I mean, come on, let's upgrade, people. Buy a MP3 player. What, it's $15, $20 for a cheap one, and it can hold up to over 100 songs? That beats a CD player... That's a touchdown right there. So, I mean, we don't need CD players anymore. So, lose those. Alarm clock. Use it or lose it. Use the alarm clock. Keep the alarm clock. We should use an alarm clock instead of our phones because pretty soon we have all these applications and all these different types of alarm settings and all that stuff on our phone. It'll start to mess with the memory and the phone won't operate right because you have all these different alarm clock settings and stuff. So keep an alarm clock with you. I have an alarm clock in my house that it sounds like the pits of HE double hockey sticks, but it wakes me up every morning. And when I use my phone, I sleep right through that. I hear my phone ringtone in my dreams. So we need to keep the alarm clocks because they will wake you up. And it may not be the most, you know, pleasant noise in the universe, but hey, it gets you up in the morning and it gets you going. Keep the alarm clock. All right. Books. Should we use them or lose them? We definitely should keep books. That's like out of the question. The article even says we should keep books, but it says with one exception. Yes, e-readers are amazing, and yes, they probably will become more dominant reading platform over time, but consider this about a book. It has terrific high-resolution display. It's pretty durable, and it can get a little wet, and it'll still be good. It has tremendous battery life, and it's inexpensive. So they're kind of speaking metaphorically, but keep a book. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network on the Terrence Rogers Show. Just talking about electronics you should use or lose. A book, we need it, so let's not lose that. Anyways, so I was talking to my grandma the other day, and I'm just telling you guys what I was talking about. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying what the conversation we were having about gas prices, because they're getting out of control. Talking to my grandmother, and I was reading articles online that's, you know, analysts predict that the gas is going to continue to rise, you know, especially during the summer. A lot of traveling is going to be going on, and more gas is going to be used. And I was saying, you know what, grandmother, I think that, you know, if more people stopped using their car, driving around, I'm not going to say it, but I think if more people started taking public transportation and started carpooling and started riding the bike, and maybe even walking, if, you know, wherever you work is in walking distance, the gas prices, they'd have no choice but to lower the prices. You know why? Because it's either, hey, lower the prices or we just won't go and you'll go out of business. So that's the conversation I was having with her, you know, like, and she agreed. Yeah, that's true. If more people did this stuff, not only is it doing the environment a favor, but it's also challenging, you know, an expensive system. And I believe that you should stand for something or you'll fall for anything. So that's just a conversation we were having. But anyways, let's talk about something else. So recently there was an airplane malfunction, and it forced the plane to have to come to a halt. And this was in Phoenix. And I'll tell you a little bit about the article I was reading on Yahoo News. There was a woman sleeping, and she said it sounded like a gunshot sound as her Southwest airplane flight cruised at 36,000 feet. Looking up, she could see the sky in a hole through the cabin roof. So, like, can you imagine, like, waking up out of your sleep and you're on a plane and you look up, you can look up and you can see the sky. It's like, my goodness, like, you're going to faint because that's crazy. You've never been up that high in the sky and being able to look around. So it's crazy. So they lost cabin pressure and the hole developed, and it frightened the passengers, and it had them, you know, reaching for their oxygen masks, and it made the plane made a really terrifying controlled descent. So one passenger called it pandemonium, and another watched as a flight attendant passed out. So it was a very very terrifying scene, and I just wish the best for those that were on the plane. They did, however, report that there were no serious injuries among these 118 people aboarding the plane, although a flight attendant was slightly hurt, according to Southwest officials. So the cause, they said, was not really known why the cause had happened, but the FBI had said it was a mechanical failure. So, but yeah, just hope for the best for those people. And I mean, what can you say? Accidents happen, and we just have to. Anyways, so I was reading this. I'm sorry to drastically change the subject. I'm sorry, but I was reading this article online, and basically it was an article on the foods that the worst fattening foods to eat, and the foods that aren't high calories, because like me, I'm so guilty of just pigging out at night and just eating ice cream, Oreo cookies with milk, usually not during school nights, but like just during summertime, like during the summertime where I got to get up and go to school in the morning. I just go downstairs and I just pig out. I just eat all sorts of stuff. So these are some of the foods you might want to stay away from, especially like at nighttime when you're going to sleep, because the body it's more of a challenge for the body to digest the food when it's in a sleeping mode. And we'll talk more about these foods after we take a break. So let's go ahead and take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're a member of the world's most amazing audience. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show, Voice America Kids. All right, so before we left off, like I said, we're talking about some of the worst foods to eat at night and just the worst foods to eat, period, because everything that tastes good isn't necessarily good for us. So you have to remember that. Like, don't you wish the foods that taste good are good for us and the foods that are good for us didn't taste that great? Like, the foods that aren't good for us didn't taste that great? I do, because I think that America would be a lot more healthier than it is today. I'm just being honest. If I'd eat more healthier if, like, the foods that were healthy taste better. I'm not a big fan of salads. I just, like, I don't know. But anyway, so let's talk about some of the things that are high in calories. So one of the worst condiments, according to this article, and we like to eat this on our Eggo waffles and our pancakes, is Eggo syrup. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not when it comes topped with this much sugar. A lot of sugar. We gotta admit, syrup does have a lot of sugar in it. Thanks to the combined impact of three liquid sweeteners, one serving of Eggo pancake syrup has as much sugar as two pancakes and Reese's peanut butter cups, according to Eat This, Not That Supermarket Survival Guide. That's no way to start off a day. Whoa, jeez, that just smacked me in the face. I love having my waffles and you know, putting my little syrup on there, my Eggo syrup. Eggo syrup tastes good. I'm not even going to lie, it does. It's not very healthy, though, and it is a lot of sugar. Diabetes runs in my family, so I have to watch, like, the sugar content I eat. There's been times where I'm at the grocery store, and I force myself not to buy that bag of gummy bears, that bag of sweet tarts, because I need to watch my sugar. It's not good to eat too much of anything. So they say eat this Maple Grove Farm sugar-free syrup. But I've tasted sugar-free syrup. It doesn't taste good. But eat it because it's healthier for you. It's good to eat. Also, so they say the worst yogurt, according to this article, the worst yogurt is Stonyfield whole milk chocolate. And they say Stonyfield is notorious for being generous with the sugar. That's funny how they put it, notorious for being generous with the sugar. That's a lot of sweets. But they said 9 spoonfuls in this chocolate underground is bad even for the most indulgent dessert standards. Not even Ben and Jerry's most decadent scoop has this much sugar, and we definitely need to choose better when it comes to yogurts and ice creams that we eat, because we can't, we have to watch what we put in our mouths, basically, is what they're saying. So they said the worst pick-me-up is Vault's Red Blitz. And I don't know if that's like a sugar drink, but I've seen it in the stores. It's like a soft drink. It says, here's a staggering stat. If you're used to drinking black coffee every morning and you switch to this bottle of Vault's, you'll pack more than 5 pounds of body fat in the first 2 months of on your normal diet. What's more, it's unlikely that you'll earn the extra buzz. This bottle has 115 milligrams of caffeine, and its 8-ounce cup of coffee has as much as 200 milligrams. Stick with coffee or pick up a leaner energy drink. There it is. It's an energy drink. Wow. You know, I've never been a fan of energy drinks because so much sugar. Like, I don't even feel like they give me energy. It's like, I just feel like, I feel like I turn into a candy cane when I drink them, because it's just a lot of sugar. Like, try, I don't know. I don't even know what to tell you to try. But energy drinks are not good for us. They're not good for your teeth either. They hurt my teeth when I drink them, so I don't even drink them anymore. But, yeah, a lot of caffeine and a lot of calories. According to the article, they say the worst ice cream is Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter. I don't think Häagen-Dazs is, you know, bad ice cream at all. It's really good. My grandparents love Häagen-Dazs. What kind of, I'm trying to think of the kind they like. I think double vanilla or like chocolate Häagen-Dazs they like. They love it. They love Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Premium ice creams are notorious for heavy loads of fat and sugar. But Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter is just generous with the sugar. Eat 2 scoops of it and you'll have just consumed more calories than McDonald's McDouble with small fries and a drink, and more saturated fat than you consume in an entire day. Drop the peanut butter and opt for dark chocolate instead. You'll take in fewer calories than what's in Häagen-Dazs peanut butter ice cream. Wow, I just learned something right there. That's pretty interesting. I would have never guessed that, I mean, it has that many calories in it. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network on the Terrence Rogers Show. I'm Terrence Rogers. Tell me what you think of this. Tell me what you think of what I just read about the ice cream and how much calories it has in it. I mean, they said that this has more calories, two scoops of Häagen-Dazs peanut butter ice cream has more calories than McDouble with fries and a drink. Jeez. Can you believe that? Send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com and tell me what you think, because that is like, that's mind-blowing, you know? And these are food experts that did this, so they know their stuff. Wow, interesting. Got to watch what we eat, because what we eat has more calories a lot of the times than what we think. They say the worst frozen healthy entry is Healthy Choices Complete Meals Sweet and Sour Chicken. I love sweet and sour chicken, so. But anyways, since when has fried chicken been healthy? Certainly not when it's cloaked in syrup. This meal has more sugar than Reese's flavored Klondike bar, which makes it more like a dessert than a dinner. And if you're too busy to cook your own chicken, at least make it nutritious. The roast chicken below has less than half of the sugar and 40% fewer calories. Wow. That was something, because, I mean, it's funny because they put labels on some of the food items we see in stores, like healthy or for the healthy person, or like, here's a popular commercial for 7-Up, 100% natural. What does that mean? What does 100% natural mean? I'm drinking soda. What's natural about soda? Am I supposed to buy it? Because they're just picking it out of like a garden, and there's fruits and vegetables. They're picking it out of a garden. Can of 7-Up, natural. Wow, it's you'd be amazed. It's crazy, like when you watch some of these commercials. All right, they say the worst kids TV dinner is All-American Kids Cuisine fried chicken, that specific TV dinner. They said it has 540 calories, and from kids approaching the preteen growth spurt, this may not be such a bad meal. But for smaller children, 540 calories is quite a heavy load. A healthy lifestyle, being so young, shouldn't be consuming that many calories. because kids cuisine, I know, like, there's adults in my family that eat kids cuisine, so it's interesting. I would have never thought that, you know, something that looks so adorable and has a picture of a penguin on it and brownie is 540 calories, so you'd just be surprised at some of the things you see in the stores. And if you are surprised, please send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com because I'm surprised. Wow, that's a lot. They say the worst stir fry, geez, chicken Alfredo and penne, 630 calories. I tried the, I actually eat the chicken Alfredo and the penne meal every time I go to Applebee's, and it tastes delectable. I love it. So they say that it has a lot of sodium, over 1,200 milligrams of sodium, and it, the chicken has as much saturated fat as 17 strips of bacon, and that's crazy. Switching chicken, we need to watch out for that because that's not good. And they say the worst frozen pizza, according to the article, is DiGiorno's, and wow, DiGiorno's has 790 calories and over 1,046 sodium in it, milligrams of sodium. Even though, you know, it tastes a little bit too doughy, like too much dough when I bite into it. It's not really firm. It's like I'm just eating dough, but hey, whatever. Anyhow, that's it for this week's Worst Fattening Foods, and I'm so glad you're able to join me. Thank you so much. You've been great. Listening to the Terrence Rogers Show, Voice America Kids, tune in every Monday, and see you next week. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to The Terrence Rogers Show. Make sure you join Terrence Rogers every week on the Voice America Kids channel.
Future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.